Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been hearing about the unconventional places people are offering vaccines, barbershops, hair salons, and if you're in Toronto, a strip club. Last July, Maggie's Toronto Sex Workers Action Project, run for and by sex workers, began organizing vaccine clinics in strip clubs and other locations around the city. Through partnerships with local health organizations, they've helped vaccinate more than 3,000 people to date. And here to tell us more about this is Ellie Attiker, a clinic organizer and board member at Maggie's. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit more about the backstory here. How did Maggie's start organizing vaccine clinics?
Right. So Maggie's is actually one of Canada's oldest sex worker justice organizations. And so we've been doing public health work in the form of street outreach, distributing safe sex and drug use supplies for nearly 35 years in Toronto's downtown East End. And so when the pandemic hit us in Toronto in earlier 2020, one of the things that we saw really quickly was that sex workers were very quickly left behind. They couldn't access emergency benefits. A lot of our workplaces were being closed down. And on top of that, Ontario started introducing a lot of measures further criminalizing communities such as ours. It became very apparent to us quite quickly that vaccine access was a huge issue, not just in our community, but across a lot of poor, working class, undocumented communities, particularly where we're located in the downtown East, which for listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Toronto is really sort of the epicenter of our city's war on drugs. And so we tried to step up very quickly by organizing vaccine clinics and sort of responding to a lot of public backlash from our local mayor in the city, John Tory, as well as Ontario's Premier, Doug Ford, who specifically sort of called out sex workers and strip clubs and sort of named these communities as responsible for the spread of COVID.
Yes, we actually have tape from the Premier, Doug Ford, from August of 2020. Let's listen.
I feel sorry for the people when they go to their house and tell them that they were at the Brass Rail. That's who I feel sorry for. Sorry for the spouse. Seriously. Man, I wouldn't want to be on the end of that one.
And what Ford was talking about there was the spread of COVID before there was a vaccine inside of strip clubs. Do you see parallels to the HIV/AIDS epidemic and the way sex workers were shunned as spreaders of the disease?
Yeah, I mean, at Maggie's and through a lot of our public health work, we've absolutely been dealing with this narrative from not only local politicians, but also police and the press and public that sort of paint sex workers as threats to public health. And for context, what Premier Ford was responding to was a question about a confirmed case of COVID in a local strip club in Toronto called the Brass Rail. I think it's also important that people understand that, you know, when it's acceptable for our political leaders to make these kinds of degrading remarks about an entire class of worker, especially in the context of sex work, this is the kind of language that justifies the kind of criminalization and violent policing that we've been seeing escalating throughout the pandemic as well. And so it's so much more than just like a degrading remark or an innocuous sort of joke. It has real life consequences for sex workers in our communities that we have to deal with.
And how have members in the community responded to these clinics?
I think one of the things that's very important about these clinics is that they're low barrier in nature. And so one of the things that means is that we don't require ID from people to be able to access the vaccine. And we've been running these clinics through a time where vaccine access in our community has been a massive issue. When Ontario started rolling out vaccine access, it was often predicated on your postal code. And so you had to provide proof of address, often photo ID, proof of health coverage, and things like that. And that was something that a lot of sex workers traditionally shamed through medical systems and further sort of surveilled and criminalized weren't comfortable doing, but also something our community members living outdoors, for example, our undocumented community members, just weren't able to do to access a life-saving vaccine.
You started these clinics back in July. Are people still showing up for first shots or just boosters?
They absolutely are. I mean, the last clinic that we ran actually last week out of a local club in downtown Toronto called Zanzibar, one of the things that I think shocked us at Maggie's, as well as a lot of the doctors and nurses at University Health Network, is that we actually administered more first doses at that clinic in January of 2022, after running these for almost a year, more first doses that day than any other shot, than booster shots and second doses or anything like that.
For those who are still coming to the clinics, what do they tell you about what they're going through right now?
People are really struggling. And I think that as we move into another wave of the pandemic right now, now we're seeing more hospitalizations, we're seeing more death due to COVID. Just over this past weekend, actually, the chair of our paramedics union in Toronto called a code red. And so what that meant was that there were no more ambulances left in the city. We're North America's fourth largest city. No more ambulances left to deal with emergency calls. And so what we're seeing is our healthcare system locally really on the brink of collapse. I think our clinics offered people a safe and accessible way to be able to access the vaccine.
Maggie's also offers other services for sex workers, including a legal program and food boxes. As you look towards the next phase of this pandemic, what do you hope to achieve for the community going forward?
I think that our plans are really to keep doing work that helps our communities survive. And, you know, for listeners that maybe aren't familiar with the local context in Toronto right now, like we're dealing with a housing and shelter crisis. Right now, there are COVID outbreaks in 48 of our shelters right now. And that means that our local shelter system is no longer accepting people coming into it, despite the fact that most folks are still losing jobs and incomes and evictions are still being processed. And so we're really seeing this crisis around housing and local shelter heading into a very cold winter. I mean, locally in Toronto, on our streets, like people freeze to death out in the cold. And so I think on our end at Maggie's, our first priority is really going to be thinking about how we're showing up for sex workers through those conditions and running an emergency winter supply program.
That was Ellie Attiker, a clinic organizer and board member at Maggie's. Thank you so much for joining us in this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. It means so much.